Thanks very much for coming. As you can see, we only had room for four spokespeople in the lift, and I was left behind. There are 3 points from OHR this morning. The first concerns the current situation at the State Information Protection Agency. At the request of the BIH Prime Minister, Adnan Terzic, the High Representative, today appointed Sredoje Novic as the Director of the State Investigation and Protection Agency. The High Representative issued this decision following 7 months of uncertainty over this appointment. In appointing Director Novic, the High Representative has appointed the candidate rated as best qualified by the BIH Council of Ministers' own selection committee. A functioning SEPA is a key requirement of the BIH feasibility study. Strengthening this institution to ensure the effective fight against organised crime in Bosnia and Herzegovina would have been all the more difficult as long as the current uncertainty over this appointment had persisted. The High Representative has acted today to complete the process as set out by the BIH Law on Ministerial Appointments. The Council of Ministers has, for the last month, been unable to come to a final decision on whom to appoint. In line with the European Union's clear requirements that politics should be removed from policing, the High Representative brought to a conclusion the Council of Ministers' process of selecting Sredoje Novic, who scored highest among all the candidates in an open competition undertaken by the Council of Ministers' selection committee under the Law and Ministerial Appointments. The High Representative has appointed the most professional candidate. It is the first duty of any state to ensure the security of its citizens. SEPA has a state-level responsibility to fight organised crime, illegal immigration, international terrorism, money laundering, serious economic crime, and to apprehend indicted war criminals. It is too crucial an institution in Bosnia and Herzegovina's overall rule of law effort to allow such a vacuum to exist at the very top of the agency's management. The second item this morning concerns OHR's monthly economic report, copies of which I have brought along. The latest report, as you know, this report offers a snapshot of the BIH economy by tracking key indicators so as to give an indication of whether we're moving forward or backward. Unfortunately, we have statistics today for March, and that's as a result of the still fractured statistics gathering system in Bosnia and Herzegovina, where you have two entity statistics gathering agencies as well as a BIH statistics agency. We hope that this situation is going to be improved so that Bosnia and Herzegovina can begin to offer statistics for the most recent month. That at least would give a positive message to prospective international investors who currently see that statistics are 2 months old, which doesn't give the message that Bosnia and Herzegovina is a modern or efficient economy. The figures themselves, however, are more encouraging than the fact that they're 2 months old. The stable convertible mark continues to underpin a steady improvement in the economy, helped along by almost zero inflation. The two stock exchanges are performing well, which is a clear and consistent indication that there is investor interest in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And if this can be maintained, it can be translated into investment, which in turn will mean new jobs being created. And exports, which began to rise at the beginning of 2004, are continuing to rise, which means that the trade gap is being closed. The bad news is that this has not yet translated into better living standards in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This points up the need for Bosnia and Herzegovina politicians to eliminate unnecessary obstacles to reform so that the solid progress that's already been made can be in rehabilitating the economy, creating jobs and ending poverty, can be accelerated. The final point this morning concerns the appointment of the new Senior Deputy High Representative. The High Representative today welcomed Dr. Martin Nye, who has taken up his post as SDHR. Ambassador Nye's portfolio as SDHR will include defence and intelligence, efforts to strengthen Bosnia-Herzegovina's institutions and reform the public administration, media reform, and the establishment of a public broadcasting system in line with EU standards, the development of civil society in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and issues related to children and young people. I've brought along a press release which has more details, including the fact that during his military service in the mid-1970s, Ambassador Nye was principal flautist in the German Air Force Band. That's all from OHR. I will pass you over to the capable hands of OSCE.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everyone. I just have a short announcement. Tomorrow, the OSCE, that it's the organization and not the mission here, the organization based in Vienna, is organizing a tri-ministerial conference on interjudicial cooperation on war crimes issues that will include officials from Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. That will take place in Brioni. Tomorrow there will be a press conference, and we'll be sending around more information to all of you later. I also have some information about two reports that were issued by our sister organization, the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights. They're reports that give an overview of education on the Holocaust and anti-Semitism and prevention of hate crimes. So all this information will be available to you after the press conference. Have a good day.
Dobar dan, od mene samo jedan kratak komentar komesara Katija u vezi sa pismom gospodina Dragomira Andana. Kao što znate, komesar UPM-a Kevin Carty primio je pismo direktora policije Republike Srpske gospodina Dragomira Andana datiranog 4. juna 2005. godine. Nakon što je proučio ovo pismo, komesar Carty zadovoljan je činjenicom da je direktor Andan konačno priznao da nije imao obavještajne podatke ili dokaze kojima bi potkrijepio svoje tvrdnje izrečene 10. maja 2005. godine, a koji su se odnosile na terorističke bombaške napade u Madridu. Nadalje, komesar Carty je također zadovoljan činjenicom da je gospodin Andan u svom pismu javno priznao da je njegova izjava bila neprofesionalna i obmanjujuća. Toliko od mene. Hvala.
Good morning. A short statement from UFOR. The UFOR British contingent are conducting a charity marathon 210-kilometer relay run from Banja Luka Hospital to Sarajevo from Friday the 11th of June through the night to arrive on Saturday morning at Sarajevo Hospital at approximately 8 o'clock. The run is being undertaken to raise money to provide an incubator for the hospital in Banja Luka. When the runners arrive on Saturday morning, they will be greeted by the United Kingdom military band of the parachute regiment and members of the hospital staff. The press are invited to attend this media event on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at Sarajevo Hospital. A media advisory will be issued. Thank you very much.
Good morning from NATO. We have no official statement this morning, but we would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
No questions, please. No questions. Thanks very much. And you can all rush to get your economic reports at the back of the room.
We have a question.
I have a question for NATO. Do you have any details about the visit of Mr. Burns to Sarajevo these days?
I can tell you that he will be meeting with General Shuk today. I have no idea what time that's going to be.